KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Yesterday, Alaska State Troopers located the boat that David Sloco and Debbie Kumikdok planned to take from Koyuk to Unalakleet on Monday. Family expected them in Unalakleet Monday evening. By Tuesday, when they had not arrived, family contacted the troopers. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says the boat was found on the shoreline 35 miles southwest of Unalakleet by a state trooper wildlife plane.
It was found on the coastline. Upside down. The motor was detached from the vessel but still connected by its cables. From what it looks like, it capsized somewhere out in the water and drifted to where we found it. We can only presume at this point that the boat capsized and they drowned.
Peters this morning said she is not sure whether or not the Alaska State Troopers will take part in a body recovery effort. Alaska State Troopers and the Coast Guard were involved in the search for 41-year-old David Sloco and 48-year-old Debbie Kumikdok this week. A new grant program aims to support efforts to prevent suicides in Alaska. The program is a partnership between the Alaska Community Foundation and Alaska Children's Trust. According to a news release, the foundation is seeking applications for projects that will enhance community-based efforts to prevent teen suicide. Grants will fund activities that give Alaskans the tools they need to respond to at-risk teens and encourage Alaskans to work together on the issue and to take responsibility for preventing teen suicide. The release says activities should focus on promoting physical, mental, and spiritual wellness to prevent suicide. Grants may be awarded in amounts varying between $2,000 and $5,000. Applicants may include nonprofits, tribes, schools, churches, or local government agencies. With a simple invitation to greet their paratroopers, family and friends rushed onto the gym floor to hug and kiss their soldiers. About 300 soldiers returned home yesterday to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage after being deployed for nearly a year. Sergeant John Medlock was greeted by his wife and daughter. He says it's, quote, awesome to be home. The first thing he planned to do was change out of his camouflage uniform and take a shower. About 3,500 soldiers from the 4th Airborne Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division, were deployed to eastern Afghanistan. Of those, 500 troops, including advanced personnel, have previously returned. About 2,700 Alaska-based soldiers remain in Afghanistan. They're expected back in Anchorage on additional flights over the next 3 years. Sea Alaska Heritage, 3 weeks rather. They're expected back in Anchorage on additional flights over the next 3 weeks. And Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is receiving 3 federal grants totaling about $4.5 million. Institute officials say about $2 million will be awarded over 2 years to help build an educational facility in downtown Juneau for the study and sharing of Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures. The facility will be named the Walter Soboloff Center after Tlingit leader Dr. Walter Soboloff, who died last year. Another grant for $1.2 million will be distributed over 3 years. Institute officials say the money will fund cultural orientation programs for teachers in the University of Alaska Southeast and the Juneau School District. The third grant is for $1.37 million and will be distributed over 3 years. Some of it will go toward culture-based math summer camps for Southeast Alaska middle school students. The Alaska Department of Health and Social Services and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium are teaming up to identify health needs in the state of Alaska. The Healthy Alaskans 2020 project is a branch of a national initiative, Healthy People 2020, which is focused on setting attainable health goals for all Americans in the next 8 years. Healthy Alaskans 2020 is asking individuals through various surveys to voice their thoughts about common health issues and the future of health care. The project is also looking into connecting communities and organizations which are already working toward the same goals. Lisa Aquino is the Community Health Improvement Manager for the Alaska Department of Health and Human Services.
This is a time when you and your communities can say, these are issues that really impact us, whether that has to do with getting clean water or suicide prevention or diabetes or whatever the issues are that you feel are really important in your communities, this is a chance to let your voice be heard and then for organizations and communities from across the state to come together to choose the priorities that we really want to focus on.
Aquino says participation in the health surveys is important for all Alaskans, but she says especially for Alaska Natives.
Alaska Natives in far-reaching communities, sometimes it might be difficult to get your voice heard, but we really want to try to make an effort with this to get to give access to everyone and to make sure that your voice is heard in this effort.
According to Aquino, an advisory team of representatives from regions around the state helps process the survey information and allows varied expertise in health issues through reaching out to local communities. The first in the series of surveys is available until October 22nd. You can find their health resources online at ha2020.alaska.gov. A look at the price of gold this morning, down $6.40 an ounce to $1,772.20. An ounce of silver is down 18 cents to $34.58, and a pound of zinc at 93 cents. A look at Alaska Airlines Flight 151. It is in Kotzebue currently. There will be a departure update for Nome at 9:30 this morning. It is unofficially 30 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.